We're in West Bengal in Saptagram with Nityananda and his traveling party, his Sankirtan party of six devotees who were sent to preach by Mahaprabhu in Puri. And he's been there. He met Udharandat Thakur. And then he was a businessman. He's a businessman, Udharandat. And Nityananda went to his house and did kirtan and preached to everyone. Then he went to every businessman's house in the whole village and liberated all the businessmen. And now he's enjoying his, continuing to enjoy his pastimes in Saptagram, West Bengal, with his associates. Saptagrame Prabhuvara Nityananda Rai Gana Saha Sankirtana Karena Lilai. Nityananda enjoyed Sankirtan pastimes with his associates in Saptagram. Saptagrame Jata Haila Kirtana Bihar Shatavatsareyo Taha Nari Varni Bhar. Nitai's kirtan pastimes in Saptagram cannot be described in 100 years. Purve Jaina Sukahaila Nadia Nagare Se Mata Sukahaila Saptagrama Pure Ratri Dine Kuda Trishna Nahi Nidra Bhai Sarvadike Haila Hari Sankirtana Mai Pratigare Ghare Prati Nagare Chatware Nityananda Prabhuvara Kirtane Vihare Nityananda Sarupera Aveshya Dekite Hena Nahi Jevivala Nahaya Jagate. The village of Saptagram became filled with the same ecstasy that had previously filled the entire district of Nadia when Gauranga was engaged in his pastimes there. Day and night, people gave up all urges of hunger, thirst, fear, or sleep. All directions were filled with the congregational chanting of the holy name of the Lord. This is the power of God. If someone meets God, or associates with God, or serves God, or feels the presence of God, then all these amazing things happen. Everyone in the world is separated from God. God is a distant entity. Many people in the world, they even say, God is dead. This is a very common phrase in the 70s. God is dead. And dead means non-existent, not invisible, untouchable, invisible, imperceivable. Oh, God seems like that. So the masses of people, 99% of the people, they're simply controlled by and influenced by Ahara Nidra Maitun Bhayam. Eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. There are 18 coverings of the conditioned soul. One is thirst. Thirst, hunger, sleep, laziness, illusion. But when one is engaged in Nam Sankirtan, Hari Sankirtan Maya, that Sankirtan Maya, Maya means absorbed and completely enveloped in the Hari Sankirtan. That's one way to look at it. Nahi Nidra Bhai, Hari Sankirtana Mai. Nidra Bhai, Kuda, Kuda, Ratri Dine Kuda Trishna, Nahi Nidra Bhai. That the ordinary pushings that are affecting every conditioned soul, the congregational chanter of the holy name, the Harinam Sankirtan performer becomes freed. He becomes freed from eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. It becomes easy to follow the, quote, four regulative principles. The four regulative principles are basically the principles of liberation. When one follows the four regulative principles of Krishna consciousness, then he's free from the material energy. Because to follow those means he's absorbed in congregational chanting. Because without the power and the protection and blessings of the congregational chanting of holy name of Krishna, no one can follow the four regular principles. The Prabhupada said, you chant 16 rounds every day, and then you'll get the power, you'll get the strength to follow the Four Eagle Two Principles. And if you follow the Four Eagle Two Principles and chant 16 rounds a day, you'll make tremendous spiritual advancement. I can even attain perfection in one lifetime. As Prabhupada used to say, I guarantee you'll go back home, back to Godhead. But so this is the effect. The people didn't feel the urge of hunger, thirst, fear, or sleep. All directions, Sarva Dike, Harinam Sankirtan, they were filled with the chanting of the holy name of the Lord. People that chant a lot, they don't eat much. And people that chant a lot, they don't sleep much either. Why? Because they don't feel sleepy. They don't feel hungry. Many sadhus, they take a breath to chant 3 lakhs a day. So they're absorbed in chanting. You can say, well, they don't have time to sleep because their non-breath is so big they have to spend all day chanting. Or you can say they don't have time to eat, so that's why they don't eat. They don't have time to eat, so they don't eat. They don't have time to sleep because they're chanting all day, so they don't sleep. That's not the reason. When they, what they find, their experience that they find is when they chant all day, chant 2 lakhs or 1 lakh or 3 lakhs a day, then they find that they don't have any interest, they don't have any need, they don't find any need to sleep, or any need or interest to eat or even drink. Many sadhus, they don't drink a drop of water till they finish 1 lakh of rounds. They wake up in the morning, chant 1 lakh, and then they take their first water. Only out of convenience, just for maintenance of the body, not the impulse of thirst. Holy name is powerful. It's all the power of God is in the holy name. Binatuan namanamano. So they Nittai enjoy these kirtan pastimes in every house, every neighborhood, and every village. So there was lots of sankirtan. And everything became so auspicious and everyone became so happy and so detached and so fulfilled and satisfied. All these good experiences come with the increase of sankirtan. But now, in the 500 years since the time of Nittai and Gaur and the sankirtan movement is quite less. Very few people are congregationally chanting. And it's so rare now to get together with a group of people and have congregational chanting that whenever it happens and a group of devotees get together, 20, 30 devotees, whatever, and have 4 or 5 hours kirtan, after they leave, they say, oh, that was so wonderful. We should do this more often. I feel so happy. It's so nice. Everyone agrees. We should do this more, but we don't. It's once every 3 months or once every 3 years. Maya is so powerful. We get so covered. The formula is easy. Sit down together, colon kartal, clap your hands, kartali, clap your hands, and chant the holy name. One person can lead and others follow. He's tired of leading, another one can lead, another one can lead, another one. Pass the whole night. Simple program, maximum benefit. There is no one in the world who was not overwhelmed on seeing the ecstatic mood of Nityananda Sarup. Anyara kidhaya Vishnu drohi jay javan taharo parapadme laila sharan javanera nayan dekiya premadhar brahmaneyo apanake karena dikkar jaya jaya avaduta chandra maharshay janhara kripaya hena savarangahai. What to speak of others? Even the Yavanas, who are inimical to Vishnu, took shelter at Nittai's lotus feet. Laila Sharan. Parapadme Laila Sharan. They took the shelter there. Vishnu Drohi. That's a term, because Vishnu Drohi, Guru Drohi, these are in our line of language these are common. Usually, Guru Drohi means one who rejects the Guru. Rejects the Guru. A qualifying Guru, but he rejects him or decries him. Or is ungrateful. I forget. I think he just rejects for some reason. Because of Maya or whatever. Yava means a meat eater. Someone's eating meat is called a yavana. So generally, yavana is used to refer to the Muslims. Yavanas. The Mughals were called yavanas. The Turks were yavanas. Yavana means one who's a meat eater. Yavanas. Mlechas. Mlecha, I think Mlecha is a meat eater. Yavana is a meat eater who's outside of Vedic culture. Like Western, you can look up. It's easy to look up. Look up in Prabhupada's folio. A Yavana is a person who's outside, like a Western person, who, like, so the Muslims, the Christians, the Jews, all the people outside of India, they're Yavanas because they eat meat and they're outside Vedic culture. Mlecha is someone who's in the Vedic culture. He's some type of Hindu, but he eats meat. Mlecha. I think so. I forget. I used to know, but I forgot. There's a difference between a mlecha and a... So now, Nittai's effect is going on and on. He's gone to every home and every village and every neighborhood. Everyone's getting affected. Even the non-devotees, the envious, the Vishnu Drohis, the Yavanas, and the meat-eaters and non-Vedic people, the Moguls, they're taking shelter of Nityananda. Yavanera nayane dekhiya premadhar. Brahmaneyo appanake karene dikkar. When the Brahmanas saw the Yavanas' tears of ecstatic love from chanting the holy name of Vishnu, they condemned themselves. Generally, in the society, in the civilized Hindu society, the Brahmanas are considered the top. The Brahmanas are the gurus of all the other Varnas. And let's say the gurus of the society. And the Yavanas, they're considered degraded. They have no samskaras. They're degraded because they're devoid of all samskaras or purificatory processes. That's what Vedic means. Vedic society means that you observe the dasavita samskaras. The namkarana, garbhadan samskara, namkarana, jata samskara, namkarana, chuda karana, Avidya Karana, various purificatory rites. But nowadays, people aren't even the so-called Hindus are not even observing any of the sanskaras. First sanskara is Garbhadan sanskara, placing of the seed in the womb of the mother at the time of conception. This was done by all the Varnas in the Vedic system, these Dasavita sanskaras, to purify the consciousness and purify the jiva. These very powerful religious rites based on Shastra called sanskaras, Dasavita sanskara. You can meet Brahmanas today and you ask them, did your parents perform Garbhadan sanskara when they conceived you? And then the person will say, what? Yeah, someone's born a Brahmin. Did your parents observe Garbhadan sanskara? And then they'll say, what? Well, why don't you ask your parents? And then they ask their mother and father who conceived them, when you conceived, did you perform Garbhadan sanskara? And they say, what? What's that? Anam samskara, chuta, jata karan. They don't do, there's nothing. There's only one sanskara they do in some half-baked way. It's called vivaha sanskara. Marriage. You've heard of that? The pharas and seven times around the fire and the pharas and this and that and all these rituals and rites. Well and good, that's a sanskara, it's a purificatory rite, but that's only one of ten. So even now there's no Vedic culture, even in so-called India. So any mediator is a yavana. The Prabhupada is telling in Chaitanya Charitamrita purport, he's defining a yavana as anyone who eats meat, which includes lots of people, even in India, not only the Mughals, then a mlecha, the mlecha is a person who eats meat and doesn't follow any Vedic regulations. Because Yavana in this book is referring to the Mughals who are outside of Vedic culture and are non-vegetarian. So whether you're Yavana or mlecha, you're in bad shape. It's not a good, desirable position. So chant Hare Krishna, change your status. Become a vegetarian, that's a good start to God consciousness. Now, this verse we just read, it said the brahmanas were condemning themselves when they saw the yavanas' tears of ecstatic love. There's so many brahmanas in Bengal and around India that are not Vaishnavas, or even if they are Vaishnavas, they may be rather materialistic karmakandya Vaishnavas. And they're more interested in material promotion, material sense gratification, than in prema dharma. So these brahmanas, of course, brahmanas are vegetarians, and they're the highest class in the society. Now the yavanas are considered the lowest class, the meat eaters. And the yavanas who are surrendering and taking shelter of Nityananda, they're taking shelter there, and they're starting to cry tears of ecstatic love. Premadara. Yavanara Nayane Premadara. And this was Dikkara. Dik, the word Dik, D-H-I-K means, how you can say in English, Dik. Fie. There's a word in English, Fie, F-I-E. Fie on me, Fie on me. Dik. Oh, condemn. Oh, I'm so condemned. I'm so bad. I'm really bad. Look at them. I'm attached to my pujas and homas and yagyas and my karmakandya worship, panchupasana, which also includes Vishnu for materialistic things. And I'm not crying and I have no tears of ecstatic love. But these yavanas are very low class meat eaters. They're crying tears of ecstatic love. So they're condemning themselves. In relation to this, we heard a story about yavanas yesterday, which is very interesting, that there's some prasad, ISKCON is distributing prasadam in some villages and around here, what do you call, Palwal and some places nearby Braj Mandal, Palwal. And they're distributing thousands and thousands of meals of Jagannath prasadam every day to children. Free of charge. Food for Life program, they call, I think. And there's some politicians in these particular areas, they said that because the ISKCON started distributing the prasadam to everyone, to Muslim children and Hindu children everywhere, the prasadam, freely, and everyone was taking it. And then the politicians, they asked ISKCON to refrain from distributing free prasadam to the Muslim children, because it was a political issue that these politicians were getting lots of votes from the Muslim community, and they thought that the Muslims might become inimical to them because it appears that the government is favoring a Hindu food distribution program, because the government is actually paying ISKCON money, so the government is supposed to be non-sectarian. So the government is giving ISKCON money to distribute food. So for these different reasons. So then they told them to stop. So then they stopped. They didn't want to get the ire of the politicians ruling the area. So they stopped distributing prasadam to all the Muslim children per the request. And what happened was, surprisingly enough, that all the Muslim children, they had a riot. They said, what is this? You know, all of our Hindu friends around the town and area, they're getting prasadam in the Hindu schools, but why in this Muslim schools? We're being deprived. We want that prasadam. We like it. So they made pressure. And then it was backfiring. So then all the Muslim leaders and fathers, etc., they went to the politicians and said, why you stop this prasadam? We want this prasadam. If you don't let us get this prasadam, we won't give you votes. So then again, the prasadam started again. And everyone was getting. So this is the mercy of Nityananda, that the Yavanas were getting uplifted. And they, when they were not able to get that mercy of Nityananda in the form of Balaram Prasad, because Jagannath Prasadam is Balaram. Balaram is Nityananda. When the children were getting Jagannath Prasad, it means also Balaram Subhadra, Bhima Prasad, everybody's Prasad. So they were, so what happened was, as Nityananda was making the Yavanas cry in the kirtan, then ISKCON's food distribution program of Balaram Prasad, Jagannath Prasad, was making the school children, the Muslim school children of UP were crying in separation from Nittai Prasad. They were crying, well, mommy, we want Prasad, mommy, Prasad, you know, they're not giving to us. So even now, 500 years later, Nityananda is still making Yavanas cry tears of ecstatic love. Nityananda Rama ki jai. Jaya jaya avadut chandra mahashai. I said jai, so it's right there. Jaya jaya avadut chandra mahashai. Janhara kripaya hina sabaranga hai. All glories to Avadhut Chandra Mahashaya Nityananda, by whose mercy all such pastimes took place. E matte sapta grame ambuya moluke viharena Nityananda swarupa kotuke taba kata dineyai lena shanti pure acharya gosai priya vigrahera ghare Dekiya dvaita nityanandera shimukha Henanahi janena janmila kon sukha Hari bali lagilena karite hunkar Pradakshina dandavata karena apar. In this way, Nityananda Sarup happily enjoyed his Sankirtan Leela in Saptagram in the neighboring village of Ambuya Muluka. After some days, Nittai went to the house of his dear Advaitacharya in Shantipura. This journey started in Kadaha. And Nityananda had a desire to see Shachimata. Shachimata is living in Mayapur in West Bengal, Navadvip. So now he's moving north. He started in Puri and is moving north, gradually going north to West Bengal from Orissa, and visiting the home of Raghava Pandit and Damayanti and Panihati Gram, then going to Kadaha and different villages, continuing on his way north through West Bengal and preaching according to the order of Lord Chaitanya, traveling and preaching. Nityananda basically has a traveling Sankirtan party. So he had, Nityananda has the first traveling Sankirtan party of the holy name, Harinam Sankirtan. First Harinam traveling Sankirtan party was started by Lord Nityananda. I guess it was started by Lord Chaitanya when he marched in the Kazi's house after he broke the Mridanga. But that wasn't traveling per se, because it was just going down the road. Kazi lived a short distance. Kazi lived about half a kilometer from the house of Lord Chaitanya. Not very far. But traveling generally means from country to country, or at least from state to state. That's considered to be traveling Sankirtan. So he's traveling from Orissa to West Bengal and then going from village to village to village. And this, so it really, Nityananda's party, Sankirtan party, with six devotees and himself, it's a van. Nityananda is the van leader. Nityananda's the van leader. He's driving the van. And he has a party of six pundits with him. And they're traveling north. Their destiny is, their goal is, they want to go to Mayapur right now. And on the way to Mayapur, 25 kilometers south of Mayapur, is a beautiful village on the bank of the Ganga called Shantipur. And that is the ancestral home of Advaitacharya and the Sripat for the Advaita Sampradaya. So he came there, his friend, Now this is the meaning of Advaita Nittai. Hari Bali Lagi Lena Karite Hongkar Pradakshina Dandavata Karina Par waited loudly, chanted the holy name of Hari. Then he circumambulated Nityananda and offered him obeisances. Dekhi Advaita Nityananda Shimuka Hena Nahi Janane Janmila Kon Sukha. Advaita saw Nityananda's face. He couldn't understand how he joyfully became. Certainly Nityananda has the right name. Nityananda. Eternally blissful. That means any kind of contact with Nityananda will make you blissful. For one moment? Forever. Forever. Nitya. Nitya means forever. So any kind of contact with Nityananda will make you blissful forever. If you maintain that contact, then you'll be ever blissful. Nitai, 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 Nitai. Nityananda. Nityananda, Nityananda, Nityananda. Advaita was so joyful, he couldn't contain his ecstasy upon seeing the beautiful, angelic, and blissful face of Nityananda. He became joyful, and that ecstasy burst through his heart and chest and came out his throat, and he roared loudly, chanting, Hari, Hari. Then he circumambulated Nityananda and offered dandavats. Nityananda sarupa Advaita kari kole. Sinchilena angatana premananda jale. Nityananda picked up Advaita and embraced him tightly with love and drenched his body with tears of prema. Premananda jal. Donhe dhona deki bara haila vishwas janmila ananta an nir vanchaniya ras. Advaita Nittai became overwhelmed upon seeing each other and felt unlimited, indescribable ecstasy. Anantaras. Donhe dhana dhari ghari jayena angane. Donhe chai dhari bari donhara charane. Nittai and Advaita were so overwhelmed meeting each other. They lost. Overwhelmed means you lose balance. You lose your balance. You lose your sense of where you are. And in that mood of ecstatic love, Nittai and Advaita, fully locked in a loving embrace, they rolled on the ground together. And then they started scrambling around the ground, each trying to grab the other's feet. Koti singha jini donhe kare singha nad. Samvarana nahidui prabhura unmad. Nittai and Advaita roared more loudly than a million lions, and they were unable to control their madness. That's a powerful meeting, I must say. Such intense love, such intense mutual gratitude and appreciation and attachment the world can never even imagine. Tabe katakshane dui prabhu hailastir vasilena ekastane dui mahadir. After a while, the two most sober prabhus, Nityananda Prabhu and Advaita Prabhu, became pacified and sat together in one place. Kara joda kariya Advaita Mahamati Santoshe Karena Nityananda Pratistuti. The broad-minded Advaita folded his hands and happily offered prayers to Nityananda. Advaita Mahamati. Nityananda Pratistuti. Why is Advaitacharya offering prayers to Nityananda instead of Nityananda offering prayers to Advaita. Advaita is older, much older in age. Advaita is senior, he's older in age. He's an acharya, thousands of disciples, pandit leader of Shantipur, leader of the Vaishnav Sangha, Nityananda's Navadut, sannyasi. Why is Advaita offering him prayers? Advaita is offering prayers because of the intimacy of relationship between Nittai and Gaur. Because Nittai and Gaur are Krishna Balaram. They're in Sakiras. That's pretty intimate. Not only in Sakiras, but Balaram, Nittai is also in Vatsalyaras, because he's older. And in Braj Leela, Balaram is very much, his ras is mixed, Vatsalya, Dasya, and Sakya. He protects his little brother, looks after his little brother. So that's a very exalted ras. And Advaitacharya is Mahavishnu and Sarashiv. So he's in this Shantaras mood, and Dasyaras. So naturally, Shiva will be glorifying Balaram. And Balaram is a source of Shiva. Balaram expands his Sankarshan, Sankarshan expands his Sarashiva, Sarashiva expands his Lord Shiva expands his the 11 Rudras. So he's superior in these various ways of rasa and tattva. To me, now, how did it wait to pray to Nityananda? He prayed in so many prayers, which reveals why Advaita is worshiping him. In the prayers, because prayers are based on tattva, and prayers are full of bhav. Tattva and bhav and rasa are all contained in bona fide prayers. There's some conclusion there, some vanda and teachings, but then they're surcharged with sweetness and ras, and moreover they're pushing one towards the prayojana, and bringing one closer to the goal. So there's meaning, deep meaning there. A tattva, sambandha tattva, and rasa. There's flavor, there's taste, there's happiness and satisfaction in reading bona fide prayers, and one gains a lot of insight and understanding of the Krishna consciousness philosophy and Siddhanta from the bona fide prayers of Narottam Das Thakur, Mahashaya, and Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and Govinda Ghosh, and Chandidas, and Vidyapati, and so many other great padakartas of the Gaudiya Sampradaya. Tumi Nityananda, Murti Nityananda. So these are the prayers of Advaita. Advaita Chari offered about 10 prayers, and in these prayers he will reveal the exaltation of Nityananda and why Nityananda is deserving of his prayers, although Nityananda is younger in age and in some ways in the contemporary society not so well looked upon as Advaitacharya. Nityananda acts like an avadut. Sometimes he sucks the breast of Malini as a grown man, and then milk suddenly comes out of her breast and she's 70 years old because he's in Balyabhav and Srivasacharya's house. So these type of extraordinary, unusual achar and behavior of Nityananda, simply people say, oh, he's an avadut, they do anything. He's an avadut, avadutes will do anything. So he's not so straight and narrow and so pakka brahminical behavior as one might expect from a Brahmin's son. Hadai Pandit is his father from Eka Chakra and Padmavati. So he's acting like a rather extraordinary type of Brahmin. And he's a sannyasi avadut, and suddenly he gets married. He's a sannyasi avadut, and suddenly he gets married to Janava and Vasudha. Janava, of course, is Ananga Manjari, and her sister is Vasudha. Actually, he was marrying Vasudha, and during the marriage ceremony, Janava Mata was serving out some of the prasadam, Anittai was sitting on the throne, the marriage throne, with his wife, new bride, Vasudha, and then she, and her younger sister walked by serving the prasad to all the guests, including the presiding husband, new husband and wife, Nityananda Ram and his wife Vasudha. And Nittai grabbed the chunari of Janava as she walked by, and then Sriyadasarakela was also serving food or prasadam at that auspicious function. He noticed that Nittai had already kind of snatched his younger daughter. So he said, Nittai, I think he should take her too, because this is not exactly the proper way to go. So then Nittai took both. He took Vasudha and Janava, and he bore two children from the womb of Vasudha. One was named Birchandra Goswami, and the other was Ganga Devi. And there was no issue from Janava, because she's Ananga Manjari, who is none other than Nityananda or Balaram himself in different form. Because Janava Mata is Ananga Manjari, and Ananga Manjari is the Madhurya Rup expansion of Lord Balaram and Parakiya Bhav Madhurya Leela Braj. So we'll hear those prayers tomorrow. Acharya glorifies Nityananda. And we hear these prayers, we'll understand more about the transcendental identity and position of Nityananda, how wonderful and how exalted he is.